It is day 9 of the 30-day Rider Fitness Challenge. You are in the middle, in the thick of it, of week 2, and I hope it is going well for you. I hope that you're keeping going, you're keeping yourself inspired, you're keeping yourself motivated, and I hope that you're beginning to, well, talk to yourself a little bit differently. Now, what am I talking about? I'm talking about your story. What story do you have? And can we look at, well, tweaking it a little bit in order to give you a better riding experience all around? So, why your story? Well, as riders, we all have a story. Everybody has a story, okay? And I want you to start paying attention to your story, but I want you to also begin to make changes to your story where necessary. Now, I'm not telling you to go out and lie, okay? That's not good. But I do want you to begin to think about how you are talking to yourself, okay? So if you've kind of always associated yourself with being the rider who always fell off, well, that's not good. You need to start changing this, okay? You need to say, okay, well, I actually had a few issues. However, I've overcome those. And now I find that I'm quite capable in the saddle, okay? Things like that. You need to really start figuring it out. And I think the key and the route to figuring out the story is to figure out why you're telling yourself that particular story and why you're telling other people. It's very often because of the reaction we're getting, and I need you to try and kind of focus on that and see if you can't maybe come up with something a little bit better and tweak things in places, okay? So rather than being the rider who really struggles to do the sitting trot, you can be the rider who's really focused on improving their sitting trot, okay? Just an example. But you do need to start telling yourself a story. Now, very often riders with confidence issues, I find this a lot, they have told themselves a story over and over. And it could have been something that happened to them, something they saw happen to somebody else, but it just becomes ingrained in them, this story. And regardless of what to do with horse riding, this is the story that's told. This is where it all comes back to. This is, regardless of what shows up, you kind of think, oh yeah, but remember when that happened? Goodness. And it stops you from doing anything. If that is the case, you need to first of all call yourself out on it. You need to identify it, and then you need to just let it go. It's gone. It's in the past. You can't change it. You can tell the story a gazillion times, but it's still not going to change it. Forget about it. It's done and dusted. And then start seeing where you can get a new story, okay? That's going to help you and it's going to improve you, and it's going to be something you can build on as a rider, and it's also going to make you feel better, okay? Nobody wants to keep telling themselves the story where they fell off. Well, maybe you do, but that's because you're getting pity and sympathy from people, and it's because it allows you to stay in your comfort zone. You need to get out of the comfort zone if you're going to get out of that, okay? Now, I'm not saying if you suffer confidence issues to just get on the horse and, I don't know, jump the wall or whatever it is you're afraid of doing, okay? No, I actually don't think that is the way to deal with confidence issues at all. I think slow and steady definitely wins the race with that one, but I do think that you need to start thinking about changing your mindset and getting a different mindset. Same principle applies if you're at the yard, okay? So very often at the yard, we have a story we tell ourselves, whether it be we don't have time, we haven't got enough time, my horse doesn't stand still, eh? Just forget about it. Stop it. Stop telling yourself that. Stop telling other people that. Change it. Change the story. We're working on his manners and we're working on him standing still. That's it. There you go. Simple change. And it's done, okay? Imagine the freedom you can feel. And not only that, just how good you can feel in general if you can just stop telling yourself the negative things, okay? I want you to work on this week. I really do. Everybody does it. Everybody has a story. Start thinking about what stories you have. What stories are you telling yourself? What stories are you telling others? And where can you tweak those stories? You don't want to tell lies, but you can use a different story. You have so many stories. You have a story from every day of your life. Pick a different one to tell people. Pick a different one to focus on and tell yourself, okay? Trust me, you are going to see a huge shift in how not only you deal with yourself, but how others deal with you as well. Okay, I'll be back tomorrow. Chat to you then. Bye.